Your CV is the first impression a company will get of you, so it needs to be relevant, accurate, and honest. It also needs to be well presented with no spelling mistakes, a simple layout, and clear headings. When paper CVs were the norm, the rule was your CV shouldn't extend two sides of A4. Now, of course, the overwhelming majority of CVs are delivered in electronic format. That's no excuse for creating a rambling CV. The two sides of A4 rule still stands. Before you start writing, there are a couple of things to remember. Highlight the positive. For example, say if you are a driver, but don't say that you are a non-driver. And the second is never lie. You will be found out, and at best you will lose your credibility. At worst, you could lose your job. So let's look at the type of information you need to be including on your CV. Firstly, your personal details. This includes your name and contact information. But please don't share your fluffy bunny at email address with potential employers. Your friends may find it endearing, but the person reading your CV won't. If your email address is anything other than professional sounding, create a new one for the purpose of your job hunt. A mobile phone number is perfectly acceptable to put on your CV, but again, check how professional your answer phone message sounds. Your personal profile is a key part of your CV. Like the rest of your document, it should be written in the first person. We've seen thousands of CVs, and a good personal profile will get you noticed. You need to write 2 to 3 short, sharp sentences which sum up your experience and your personality. Highlight those areas which you feel are your strongest and your experience which you feel is most relevant to the position you're applying for. Your career details should be listed with the most recent position at the top. Bullet pointing the tasks involved and your achievements make it easier for those reading your CV to pull out relevant information. Don't be afraid of quantifying when you can. For instance, if you're responsible for supervising staff, say how many. If you manage a budget, say how much. The next section to consider is education and training. Don't forget to mention training courses and additional training, which may help demonstrate your wish to keep on learning and developing. There will be skills and talents you have gained through your hobbies and in your personal life, which are transferable to your career. Don't forget to mention them. These might include sitting on a committee, involvement with local fundraising, membership of a sports team. Anything which proves you have something extra. That might be a long-term commitment, organisational skills, or leadership qualities. That leads me on to the bad news. One CV isn't enough. Different aspects of your personality and areas of your career and training will be relevant to different positions you may be interested in applying for. So you'll need to tweak your CV each time to fit the requirements of the particular job description. Areas to concentrate on matching with the job description are the tasks and achievements in your career section and your personal profile. Once you've completed your CV, read it, reread it, and check again for grammatical errors. Watch how the formatting looks on screen and then print it out to ensure it looks the same on paper. It's also a good idea to get someone else to double check it at this stage too. The vast majority of job adverts and recruitment agencies will want an electronic version of your CV. Make sure it's in a well-organised format. Make sure it's well-recognised. For instance, a Word document or a PDF. This is so the recipient receives exactly what you send and can open it. As an ACR candidate, we're happy to look over your CV to offer personal advice.